Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi, we're getting started just a little late. Hey man, I'm considering this a little Mercury retrograde, I don't know, last gasp, you know what I mean? Because it's going direct here shortly. So anyway, so right on, and we are here. All right, so beautiful. We begin each show by taking a moment to tune in to our higher self, the teacher within, by chanting the Adi mantra. And we do so by saying, or chanting Om Namo Gurudev Namo three times. So excuse me as I dive within. I invite you to join me on this journey. And if you are new to this, simply listening to the mantra will shift your energy. And for those of you joining me, please place your hands in prayer position in front of your heart chakra. Take a deep breath in and out. And on the next breath, we will begin. Om episode, we are embracing, exploring, trying to understand how to work with self-worth and self-validation. Yes, yes. A lot of us have been going through a squeeze lately. A lot of us have been freaking out, man. You know, I mean, I don't know. All right, so let's break it down, okay? The universe is having us grow, all right? And it's testing. It is testing us in a variety of different ways. This is primarily had through the planetary, you know, if you tune into astrology, then you're able to go ahead and put your pulse, your finger on the pulse of what's happening as above, so below. And quite honestly, it has been quite the journey. And, you know, there's a lot of us that are actually doing work to incorporate our higher selves. And even with that, we still feel the squeeze. We still feel this amazing, like, oh my God, purging process, you know? And it has us in fetals and it has us like shaking like little kids and it has us completely thinking we're crazy. Like, oh my God, I can't take it anymore. This is crazy. I can't do it, man. I can't. And then there we are. We keep doing it. We keep striving. We keep honoring and trusting the process. And things are about to shift. Finally. Oh, my God. The new moon has gone into... Pisces, that's so funny. The new moon, which occurred late last night, early this morning, shifted into the sign of Cancer. So we are, in essence, having to feel what it is that is home to us. Having to, you know, instead of all this thinking activity that we've been going through in Gemini, we are now shifting into really feeling what it is that we're dreaming, what it is that we're striving for. But more on that in a little while. Back to the show, self-worth and self-validation. So I bring up all of this astrology because it is about being aware of everything, of energy that's happening, and employing tools along the way to help us, you know, be even have a level of mastery even during these rather challenging and uniquely profound periods that we're going through. Self-worth. Confidence in one's worth or abilities. Self-validation. Requiring no external confirmation, sanction, or validation. Can I just let everyone know that this is something that I'm going through right now? I've been doing this meditation called Long Ekankars. It is 37 and a half minutes long, and I've been doing it daily, and I am coming up on day 90, okay? And it is said that as we meditate, the squeeze, the test of your conviction will either happen in the very beginning, in the middle, or just at the end. I am getting it right at the end, man, you know? And what is it? Well, my own self-worth issues are coming up. My own self-validation issues are coming up. I find myself getting, people don't notice me. La, 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 la. You know, I'm like a little kid, you know, inside going, I don't like this feeling anymore. You know, I'm kind of like freaking out, right? And what's funny is that we will project it into our radius, and our radius is like, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean? You know, it's oh my God, you have to love the process of healing. You have to just laugh at it, man, because it's, you know, we're comical. We are comical, I don't know, human and spiritual beings. So with that, I want to go ahead and play our first song, and I'm going to get a little, you know, Kundalini-esque on us. And I'm going to play an artist by the name of Jai Kartar. And the song is Bountiful, Beautiful, Blissful. Enjoy. Beautiful. Yes. Welcome to howitripinthisworld.com, the music that I love to listen to. It is very ample in the Kundalini community. We embrace mantras and, you know, obviously meditation and mudras as a way of reclaiming our authentic selves. Yes. So beautiful. Self-love. We are multidimensional beings with alter egos, sub-personalities, consciousness, and unconscious aspects of ourselves. We are divine and human at the same time. A part of our being lives in perfection and complete union with the Creator of all that is, while another part of our being has fragmented and separated itself from the truth of who it really is. The only way to heal and return all of our parts to our truth is to love and accept every aspect of our being. When we truly love ourselves, we are able to acknowledge, accept, and integrate everything we have ever been, both our dark and our light. Until we truly love ourselves, we will never be able to truly express love to another being. Many people who have a distorted view of what love is. Love is not a feeling. It is an emotion, energy in motion. Love is how we are behaving and interacting with ourselves and others. It is how we choose to carry our energy. Love is a state of being. In order to be love to others, we must first learn to be loving to ourselves. Some of us are so full of fear, we create chaos and confusion, not only for ourselves, but also with the very people we think we are being loving to. Love and fear can never be experienced together. They are polar opposites. When we are in fear, we are expressing the darkness and limitations of our ego and shadow consciousness. This creates fragmentation within our being, throwing us out of alignment with our higher self. Many people allow fear to have such a tight grip on themselves, they end up sacrificing their own happiness in order to make another being love them. Their fear keeps them from realizing that their own lack of self-love will continue to create loveless, toxic relationships. Self-love. I bring this up because it's kind of rampant out there, man. You know? A lot of people, I'm sure all of us kind of go through this. It's like we come to it, right? We're like, okay, oh my God, I'm so feeling it. I'm so in love with myself. You know, I'm so this, that. And then poof, it magically goes away on some level. So how do we maintain it? How do we maintain it? Well, here's a little hint. The song that I'm about to play is one that I've composed, produced, and actually sang on. It's called Pray For Me by Chrissy Stereo. Enjoy. Thank you. Pray for me.
By me.
Chrissy Stereo. You can find me at chrissystereo.com. Yeah, for those of you that are, you know, tuning in, you know, either live or, you know, after this is recorded and posted everywhere. Yeah. So what's my trip? Psychic, tarot reader, shaman, electronic music producer, touring DJ. Gosh, what else is there? I don't know. The list goes on. I forget my credits, to be honest with you, because I'm like, oh my God, there's so many labels. There are so many labels. But anyways, if you are interested in finding out a little bit more about me in general and the wild, mystical journey that is my life expressing itself onto this world, you could find me at chrissystereo.com. Yeah. So I was mentioning, you know, how, you know, we're exploring self-worth and self-validation and how oftentimes we can lose ourselves. Sometimes, you know, when we're meditating or, you know, just sort of playing sports or, you know, checking in with ourselves, we'll feel this, you know, connection with the divine, our higher self, our higher truth. And then all of a sudden, blink, blink, you know, we go back into some type of fear. And oftentimes we beat ourselves up. You know, we tell ourselves stories that have us believe in this separation, primarily because of our egotistical needs. And that's just the way that we're built, man, you know? So we have to go through a certain practice to maintain this authentic truth, finding joy, being in a state of love, joy, and gratitude attracts high vibrational energy, not only to yourself, but to everyone you come in contact with. It's infectious. When we are in this state, we radiate and ground our divinity, and we activate more of our dormant strands of DNA. This is where our authentic self wants us to be. It's our divine birthright. There is nothing more powerful here on earth for us to do than to let love, joy, peace, and compassion stream from our being. In order for us to truly allow the experience of joy into our lives, we must first be in touch with the value and essence of our being as an individualized spark of the divine, the universe, God, this governing force. Insert your label here, the unknown. When we acknowledge the truth of our being, allow ourselves to heal the wounds contained in our emotional body, take dominion over the ego mind, and connect with our higher self, a genuine state of joy will flow from our being. We can't think our way into joy and pretend we feel a certain way while we deny and suppress the negative feelings and trauma circulating within our energy fields. Shifting our thoughts does not have an effect on what we bring into our lives, but we must, shifting our thoughts does have an effect on what we bring into our lives, but we must also raise our vibration in order to attract what we most desire. Our dense emotional energies stay in our energy fields, lowering our vibration and block us from attaining our highest expression of joy, which can also be achieved when we're living in alignment with the truth of our being. Yes. So how do we do this? I'm going to jump off my script because I like it. All right. So dig it. When we get into honoring ourselves, we can manifest anything. There is no lack because we are our authentic selves. There is something kind of rampant going on out there called poverty consciousness. People believe that they are not able to achieve their wildest dreams, to manifest all of the wealth and whatever that it is that that means for them, whether it be love, whether it be, you know, some type of material, like, you know, not that material should be the end goal, but it's, you know, I'm seeing that when, you know, people hold on to poverty consciousness, there's this feeling of like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't know if I could do this. I would be able to do this if I just did this, which highlights something. Carolyn Mace wrote a book called Sacred Contracts. I'm going to hold it up to the video right now. If you're tuning into the live video link or seeing one of the videos after it goes live, there's the book. She talks about how all of us have four archetypes, hearts of our personality. The four primary archetypes: the child, the victim, the prostitute, and the saboteur. Okay, they symbolize our major life challenges and how we choose to survive. Together, they represent the issues, fears, and vulnerabilities that cause us to negotiate away the power of our spirits within the physical world. All four archetypes influence how we relate to material power, how we respond to authority, and how we make choices. Right? So let's dive into the, I want to focus on one specific one. And, you know, I will say this, I highly, highly recommend this in your spiritual arsenal. Because the more you know, the more you grow, the more you are your authentic self. All right. So the archetype that I really want to focus in on is the prostitute. Why? Because many people out there, and I have caught myself doing this, you know, I mean, hi, I'm human, you know, at least part human, part starseed, part God. Well, I am God, but whatever. That's a whole different episode. Anywho, a lot of people fall into the trap of believing that if they do this, they will get that. Okay, that's the prostitute. That's the prostitute mentality. So for example, what are some examples of that? Oh, if I really work at this, you know, at this job, I'm going to have financial security, instead of actually going after what it is that you really want to do. Or if I just, you know, become really, really spiritual, right? And totally like, you know, meditate, you know, this person's going to totally love me. They're going to see my light. Yeah, that's something I'm noticing in the spiritual circles. Yeah, that's the prostitute. If I do this, I will get that. There's a difference, you guys. It's about being who we really are. It's about navigating our way back to our authentic self. And we do so through a variety of different ways. Meditation, EFT tapping, right? Like, here's an example. If you're looking into the video, I'm taking the tips of my fingers and I'm hitting the side of my left palm. Right? Over and over and over again. I am abundant. I am abundant. I am abundant. I am abundant. Right? We start to play with the meridians, our energy channels, to reprogram, restructure, reclaim ourselves, to wake up from the dream. What was it? The Matrix? Red pill? Blue pill? Yes. So shifting out of the this prostitution, you know,
if I do this, I will get that. What does Carolyn Mace say about it in Sacred Contracts? The act of prostitution is generally associated with selling one's body for money, but that is perhaps the least significant example of the prostitute archetype. The prostitute thrives more bountifully in subtle ways and in ordinary everyday circumstances. It comes into play most clearly when our survival is threatened. Its core issue is how much you are willing to sell yourself, your morals, your integrity, your intellect, your word, your body, or your soul for the sake of physical security. The prostitute archetype also dramatically embodies and tests the power of faith. If you have faith, no one can buy you. You know that you can take care of yourself, and also that the divine is looking out for you. Without faith, however, you will eventually meet the price you cannot turn down. Yes. I love deep moments like that. So it's all about, you know, all right. You know, I had to go through, you know, a poverty consciousness test myself, you know, because there's ancestry that I was tending to, belief systems that were embedded that I had to reprogram. So I did my work. I dove in and, you know, purged it out of me like an earthquake. Ugh, I'm so scared. You know, it was groovy, man. It was like a nice little freak out. And I also had wonderful reflections, mirrors of people striving for money. So in essence, I was given the gift from the divine to experience what it looks like when people choose to believe that they are separate from their own divine authentic self and have it be expressed creatively by thinking, wow, I lack. It's amazing. Such a gift. So it's about, this is what I've learned. Take a little sip of my Java. Hold on. Right? So whenever a test comes up, you know, and mind you, we're being tested constantly. It's about carving out time for ourselves. Okay? Stopping the noise. How do we do that? We honor ourselves by checking in with ourselves. When we sit and meditate or do EFT tapping or go and play a sport or go for a hike or go and look at the birds for a while, when we connect to the divine, to the universe, to God, to that unknown, you know, I'm using all these words because I don't know, there's different belief systems out there, right? For me, it's God, it's the divine, it's me. I'm tuning into me, you know? When we do that, that's when we are able to realize that we have absolutely no limits. We can manifest anything. Anything. Anything? Yes, anything. Anything, that is. So meditate. It's about entering into a place of stillness every day. And if you do it for 11 minutes, that's a master number. Okay, numerology. There is a science to that and it works. Allow your inner joy to rise up from the depths of your inner being. Joy is your true nature. What feelings do you have that need to be fully felt and released so that you can free up space in your energy field for more of your joyful essence to flow through? Well, if you go into the state of meditation,
you will identify it. Or you can also, you know, identify it when you're freaking out and kind of living unconsciously out there and going, oh my God, that person, or I don't have money, or oh my God, if I could just do this and that, and da 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 da, that person will love me. Da 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 da. Insert chaos. Recognize when you have fallen prey to your ego and have fallen out of alignment with your joy, the very essence of your being. Once we have brought our spirit down into our body, fully experiencing our highest expression of joy, our biggest challenge will be sustaining it in our everyday lives. That's why it's important to have a daily spiritual practice of meditation and going within your inner being to help you stay on track. Every day. And don't look at it like a weight, man, you know? This is you dedicating yourself to you. And what a trip, right? You know, what if it was a video game? All right, I'm going to date myself here, you know, instead of Super Mario Brothers, right? It's like, all right, Super Divine, I don't know, insert some type of title, you know? Remember how like excited we would be to like get to that next level? Oh my God, oh my God, oh, you know, oh, this is so cool. Whoa, you know, that's what meditation is like. We keep getting to different levels of our, you know, of, well, we hit false beliefs and then we have to purge it, and we go through this like earthquake and this, like, you know, kind of like the movie Alien. It comes out, and then when it's gone, man, you know, it's gone forever. Forever? Yes, because you have mastered a level of understanding, a level of truth, right? So you've been listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. At the top of the show, I highlighted how we are finally releasing the Kraken. Actually, you know what? I was tripping on, you know, I watch astrological forecasts every day. I draw tarot cards every day. Not like a fiend, you know, not like I'm twitching for an answer. But after I meditate in the morning, I stop and I grab a card and I'm like, what is the energy that I can understand for today? You know, then I dive into, okay, what is the astrology forecast? What are, you know, people like the Leo King or Master One Feather saying? What are they highlighting? And we're going from, you know, the over analytical yet incredibly playfully like adventurous Gemini energy that has us, you know, in an air quality of thinking, 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 thinking. Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want to manifest in my world. And it's been such a great time, right? Because we have been able to identify what it is that we really want to be doing with ourselves. We've also been able to go ahead and identify that which is holding us back, right? So now we're coming into, or we have come into, Cancer, the sign of Cancer. And so with that, what's happening is we are now shifting into feeling. We are now being presented with the opportunity to really feel what it is that we want to manifest. So I want to turn to the cards a little bit and, you know, dive a little further into, okay, what are some energies that we can anticipate? What's happening, right? I'm going to backtrack a little bit. It's like this, you guys. We are, in essence, gearing up. We are preparing for a major shift that's about to happen. I would say about a week out. So, you know, and I think that's what the Leo King was also highlighting. About a week out, we're going to be shifting into go. The way I see it, it's like, okay, we've been on this magic carpet ride, right? And it's all been like, well, man, you know, this is what I really want to do with myself. And this is what I want to, you know, be when I grow up. You know? Whatever. And then all of a sudden we realize that we're that carpet. Guess what, you guys? Look underneath it. There's a rocket under there. All right. And that rocket is about to go off. All right. And so what are we doing? We are packing. We are preparing. We are shifting. We are getting ready for this major shift that's happening. We are coming out of a lot of deep spiritual work that we've been doing. A lot of challenging times. And where it's about to go? Wildest dreams. I bring this up because if you are just now getting hip to being a little bit more proactive with working with yourself, the tools that I highlighted in this particular episode, the topics that I highlighted, are going to help you. Stop and meditate. Stop and go for the walk. Stop and check in with your authentic self. The more you do so, the more that will navigate for you in this world. Identify the fears that are holding you back. Purge them. Purge them through meditation. Purge them by surrendering to faith, surrendering to trust. Get out of your own way. All right. So let's draw a card. All right. The card I'm about to draw, and like I'm waving my hands over the tarot cards right now. The card that I'm about to draw is going to be focusing on the energies that we could anticipate for this coming week. Wow. The Lust card. Yes. Well, that's kind of yummy. All right. I read what is known as Kabbalah Tarot, right? And so that's a little different.com. I'm going to go ahead and look at how lusty that particular card looks. Let me look at it here. Wow, man. Tripon that.com. Look into the video if you're tuning in. All right. So Kabbalah Tarot aligns up each card to the Tree of Life and helps us understand what's happening. Let me put my glasses on. All right. With this particular card, it's all about intent should be established, or it is being established. Okay? The need to make your intentions clear and known are what we are to focus on this week. Yes. Now, if you guys are accustomed to reading a different deck, because I read the Aleister Crowley deck, the Lust card is also the Justice card, right? So let me open something up real quick. One second. If I could find it. Where are you? Oh, it doesn't look like it's going to work out. Notmeanttobe.com. I wanted to pull up another definition for it real quick. Please stand by. Thank you for flying, Chrissy Stereo Air. I'm trying to find something. I want to see what other definition we have for it. One second. That I'm not accustomed to reading. Yeah. Forget it. It's taking a little too long. Bummer. Anyways, so what is an additional energy that we can utilize? You know, all right. So making our intent known, establishing it. That's what's coming up for us, right? That's what we should be focusing on this week. I want to draw another card to see what kind of additional energies we could work with while maintaining that focus. Oh, wow. The Eight of Cups, right? Cups are all about the situation, the exterior. It's about making the sacrifice and working towards it. It's about the commitment. So in essence, you know, go for it. Make your intentions known by making the sacrifice to yourself. Doit.com. Do it. Trust it. So that's the energies that are coming up for us this particular week, you guys. Amazing times. I'm really excited, you know. I mean, this last, you know, I've been talking about it, but, you know, this, ever since March, it has been like WWF, man. It really has. It's like, oh my God, you know, being in a headlock, you know, a power crunch or whatever those terms are. I don't know. I haven't seen WWF since, I don't know, the late 80s with my brother. You know, Macho Man, Savage, Randy. Yeah, anyways. The Iron Sheik. Hulk Hogan. Okay, I digress. But what a beautiful gift these last few months have been. They have been the most trying, the most intense, the most prompted opportunity for us to dive in deep to ourselves and really do some serious cleaning out. We've been able to identify what it is that we really want to be doing. And many of us have actually been, you know, going for it. Like, you know, but there's been a little bit of an energy that's been holding us back a little bit. That's about to change. That's about to shift dramatically. So I invite you to take a moment to really tune into yourselves. Really identify what it is that you want to be doing, the life that you want to be leading. And I want to go back to the Carolyn Mace book, Sacred Contracts. Don't do something, you know, in order to get that. Meaning, don't sacrifice yourself, your authentic self, in order to get some type of material gain. Dive in deeper, you guys. Get past that and go, okay, you know what? If I am the spark of God, the universe, or in my version, if I am God, what is it that I want to manifest? If you want true love, be love, you know? Don't get lost in like, oh, if I just do this, that person, blah, 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 insert story. If I just keep working at this job, you know, maybe, you know, I could buy that house, even though my heart's not in it. So that is a little bit of what's happening. I'm going to go ahead and close out with this particular song because we are invited to really embrace our dreams. Okay, you guys, we're invited to really, really go for it. What a beautiful gift from the universe. So, as a last song, yes, I invite you all to dream on. I love you. Before I play that song, I will come back and close out with a satnam. All right, you guys, dream on. Thank you.
Blessings, loves. You have been listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you for tuning into another magical week. Enjoy yourselves. Dive into your authentic self. Do not live in a prostitute state of where you feel that you have to do something to get something. Simply be. I love you all so, so much. Always in service. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings. I'll see you next week. Mwah. We are one. Blessings. The Master's Playground.